69-year-old Larry Mitchell Hopkins appeared in court today in New Mexico on firearm charges. Additional charges of impersonating law enforcement and kidnapping may soon come. After videos surfaced showing Hopkins and members of the militia group, the United Constitutional Patriots, claiming to be border agents and holding hundreds of asylum seekers and migrant families at gunpoint. In one of them, a man can be heard alluding to another tactic he wishes the militia could use.
The only problem is if we shoot on the hill, it'll be an international crisis. We're too close to the border. Would save some time, though, wouldn't it?
Angela Cocherga is a border reporter for the Albuquerque Journal. Angela, you've had past in-depth interviews with both Larry Mitchell Hopkins and the group spokesperson. We'll post them. They say migrants are free to go. They're not kidnapping. What else do they say?
So they dispute the term militia, which originally is what they were calling themselves. They say they're volunteer patriots, and they are there to help Border Patrol protect the border. They're in Sunland Park, New Mexico, which is a small border town right near across the state line from El Paso, Texas. They admit stopping groups of migrants, mostly parents and children seeking asylum, and they say holding them for Border Patrol, and there's some dispute over whether the migrants, in their view, they say are free to go. The migrants clearly are confused and think they are under arrest.
Well, and many don't speak English, and so someone is pointing a gun at them with badges and things, and so they probably don't think that they can move. What does the Border Patrol say?
Well, the Border Patrol is not commenting on this specific instance, but I've talked to Border Patrol in the past, and they say this group and others, private citizens, are, you know, can come to the border and watch. And of course, New Mexico is an open carry law, so they can be armed. But citizens are encouraged to report illegal activity, not to take the law into their own hands. So that's a concern. This group has been camped out for several weeks now, prompted by news of the influx of migrant families. And before that, along another stretch of New Mexico border, when last fall when President Trump was talking about caravans of invaders coming up to cross over.
Hopkins was arrested on these firearm charges because he is a felon. He has been arrested for impersonating a border agent before and for having firearms to do that. And Hopkins is on a YouTube video claiming to have had interaction with the president. Do we know if he has?
We don't know. When I interviewed Hopkins last month, he said, you know, they had lots of members of this group out there protecting the border. I was out there a few days ago and observed six people, half a dozen people, including one woman. Again, the concern is that are the people there, they say they are stopping people, and they will even chase after people. They say not to arrest them or take them into custody, but to see where they're going. But clearly the migrants, are many from Central America, see people in camouflage, heavily armed, and they're going to pay attention.
It'll be interesting to see how far this goes, and if we will hear an argument for the right to bear arms to protect the country, which is, again, what they say they're doing, as opposed to performing the role of law enforcement, which is illegal. We note that PayPal and GoFundMe have banned them. Who's funding them?
They have support online with some of these viral videos. The spokesperson, you hear his voice on there, Jim Benvey, describing what they see on the border. So they might be getting some funding that way from individuals. But it's really unclear who's funding this.
Angela Cocherga, border reporter for the Albuquerque Journal there in New Mexico. Angela, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.